This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag in Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay you can count on. For a huge variety of economy hay to locally grown premium hay. With delivery to the entire Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag.
98.1 Key Job with Tom and Becky in the Morning. We begin today with Hole in the Headline. You ready? It's Did You Know. We begin with Did You Know today. 22% of Americans say they carry chewing gum on them at all times. Do you have chewing gum on you right now?
Nope.
That huge purse of yours, you don't have any gum?
Uh-uh.
Do you have any mints? Have anything to keep your breath fresh?
I don't think so.
Oh, gosh. Gross.
Floss.
Right. Those little meat nuggets out of your roast beef out of your teeth.
Ew. God.
I have to look at it. You use those things like you're wielding, instruments.
You were supposed to bring me some more of those things.
I do have
more.
I
only have regular floss now.
Oh, that's jank. So jank. So common. I'll bring you the expensive stuff. I'll bring you the good stuff. According to the USA Today, most of us have at least 10 T-shirts, and on average, 465 million are made each year. 10 T-shirts. I have 20 T-shirts.
I have so many T-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, way more than 10.
But I might only have 10. They just seem like a lot of T-shirts. Mm. No, I have to have more than that.
According to Women's Health Magazine, the coolest thing your dad taught you to do was fix things. Did your dad teach you to fix anything?
I don't know. I'm sure.
I mean, maybe, right?
But I'm sure.
Change a tire?
No, I don't know how to change a tire.
It's called AAA immediately.
Exactly right.
Talking about five-year-olds. How old's Poppy?
Six.
70% of five-year-olds can operate a computer mouse, but only 10% can tie their shoe.
That's about right. She learned how to tie her shoe last year.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay.
Although, I don't know if she could use a mouse, I'm sure. She's more like iPad stuff.
You're
so I don't like
iPad?
If I think about sitting here at a computer, I don't know. She might be a little like, what is this? But iPad.
Joshua's four. He blazed around the iPad.
Oliver.
Boom,
both my
pop,
kids.
Boom, 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 tap, go.
Two. I don't know if that's a good thing,
it's like
but please.
30 seconds we're watching Batman Returns or something.
Yeah.
According to a recent survey, the average age we get our first pet is 11. Seems like that's old.
Very late. I think
right?
I had pets before I was even born into my family. Same with my kids.
Right, I think so.
I can't remember a time ever growing up where I didn't have a pet.
Yeah. Hmm. A study conducted recently shows that half of us don't really want to answer the doorbell when it rings in your home.
Half?
Like half.
I'm not answering the doorbell. If you're ringing the doorbell and I don't know you're coming over, immediately, like you're a murderer. I'm not answering the door. Okay, why are you here?
I never think murderer.
Oh, murder! Especially where you live. Like, oh, murderer! You're gonna be killed.
If I hear the doorbell ring, it's like UPS driver delivering something or Jehovah's Witness.
I can promise you right now, I'll never answer the door for you.
Right.
I'll never answer the door.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, you'll hear my TV on. You'll hear nothing else because I've ushered my children to the back of the house. Like, come back here. Don't say anything. Just stay here for a second until they leave.
It's the same thing.
Shut up, dogs.
Same thing with answering the phone. Like, look at your phone, you see the number you don't know. Oh, no, I'm not answering that. Never getting that. No, no, never. All right, and then finally this morning, we go to the final Did You Know question, and it is our jug pull of the day today. According to Cosmopolitan, 2 out of 3 Americans have posed nude for a photo, even though they know it can come back to haunt them.
Don't do it, people.
2 out of 3 people.
Like a totally nude
have
photo?
Have posed nude for some photo, for some reason.
I mean, you do you, though, but I would not do that.
Okay, so here's the $64,000 question.
Have you ever? No.
Never?
Never.
Me either. I told you guys to. Like, in this regard, unless we're like an underwear model, like, nothing looks good there. Nothing looks good there.
100%.
It's not. Underwear models, you guys pose nude all you want. But if you're not an underwear model, don't pose nude. Girls don't want to see it. They don't want to see it.
It's so funny. I was with some friends the other night. We were at dinner, and one of my friends was horrified at the prospect of the Okay. She didn't know, think the DPs were a real thing. She's like, no way. People.
Wait, you were out with a person of your age that didn't think DPs were a real thing?
That, yes. So that's why I'm so confused, right? So I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, that's like a thing that kids do now. Like, they send, like, DPs. Because she's talking about, like, you know, as our kids get older, whatever. And the other girlfriend and I were like, what do you mean? You don't know what that is. We were dying, right? So then we were talking about how, like, just not a good look. And I said, like, right, the Muppet was, like, not a, like, especially that, like, not a good look. So, guys, right, like, if you're doing that, it's not cute. Like, it's not. Nothing's ever going to be sexy about that.
No.
Ever.
It's just not.
But yes, didn't know that people sent DPs. Have you ever heard of such a thing where someone wouldn't know that that was a real thing?
You know, I've, no. Not, and a, the not thing in is, this day and age.
It is not like she is a sheltered, I mean, anything. She is, like, a totally fun, normal.
Well, she's clearly
gets it. I just, you know, she's been with her husband for 25 years.
Never
so.
Ridden on the subway in New York City. I mean, accidentally have your phone, your AirDrop settings set for allow everyone to send you a photo. She clearly has never vacationed there. Ridden the number two train on the west side.
It's just not.
No, it's not a good. Not a good look. And I want you to know something, too, just, and I may be sharing just a little bit too much, but I've tried to give it a couple good looks.
Stop!
I tried to get some angles. I don't even know what that means. I tried to
what?
Do some different
I don't even want to have to ask
lighting,
you to explain yourself right now,
but it doesn't look good.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for quality hay, tested, guaranteed, and delivered anywhere on the Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag for their farm-to-stable approach, combining their love for farming and finding quality at a great price.